There have been scenes across the country this week of men and women in the military reserves putting on a brave face and leaving home. They include some 5,000 members of the Air Force National Guard and Air Force Reserves. As NPR's John Burnett reports from McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey, servicemen and women are eager to serve but leave behind anxious families.
10 years ago, the 305th Air Mobility Wing was ordered to help in the defense of Saudi Arabia during Desert Shield and later the liberation of Kuwait in Desert Storm. But the men and women of this strategic air refueling and transport unit understand that their newest mission will be different because of what happened on September 11th. Sergeants Lauren Stilson and Joe Krutt are among 50 Security Force Reservists, the Air Force's equivalent of MPs, that are about to be mobilized.
Where the war can occur has changed. We have been hit on American soil, so it could happen here on this base or it can happen overseas, and we are prepared for either or. It doesn't matter where we're at, our duties is protect personal property on an Air Force installation, and that's something we will do.
The enemy could be anywhere. Could be any one of us. Our job is to come on here and do our job the way we've been trained.
They stand in front of the Officers Club at McGuire Air Force Base in northern New Jersey, about an hour south of New York. Both said after watching with horror the attack on the World Trade Center, they're looking forward to doing what they've trained for years, defending the nation. In the case of Sergeant Krutt, a strapping 6'4" Desert Storm veteran, that means leaving his wife, now 4 months pregnant, and their 20-month-old daughter.
Leaving your kids is tough, but that's what my job is. I had a choice, it's a free choice. I made that. My wife knew it. She's an Air Force wife, and she supported me 100%. But we have it easy compared to what everybody else in New York had to go through in the Pentagon. If that's what we got to do, I guess that's what I have to do.
The military is not saying where any of its forces, active or reserve, are headed. Whether they're staying on base or shipping out to the Persian Gulf, the air is charged with tension around McGuire and next door Fort Dix, the largest Army Reserve post in the nation. The bases are both on Force Protection Charlie, the second highest military alert status possible. This is the first time Fort Dix, an open post, has closed its gates since World War II. At McGuire, incoming traffic is greeted by an M60 machine gun mounted on a Humvee. Nicole Rotter's husband works in the Aerial Port Squadron, loading and unloading the giant C-141 Starlifters that airlift military equipment around the world. The couple has a 9-week-old son, Jalen.
I'm just scared that he's going to leave and not come home. We just had a son, and we're just really starting to get into that real, real family life. And, you know, if he goes, he's probably going to miss his first Christmas and Thanksgiving. And it's scary to think that any moment, you know, okay, at 3 a.m., they're going to call and say, hey, bring your bags, you're going to deploy in 2 hours.
It's also scary for some military children, said one area school principal. The coverage of the Trade Center attack, plus the armed sentries at the gate, and the general air of anxiety that pervades the base and surrounding communities. Melissa Brown is married to an airman at McGuire. She says their 4-year-old daughter has been frightened by the fiery images on television, and as children will, projecting that onto her known world.
The school bus came to the daycare center on base to take her to the schooling, and she hid in the bathroom crying, saying she didn't want to go to the school with the school on fire. And I think she's picked up stuff off of the television. So I tried to talk to her last night and, you know, find out what she was thinking, but she won't talk to me.
But around these military bases, with the apprehension, comes a certain adrenaline-pumping expectation. An anonymous airman sitting in the parking lot of a Wendy's was asked if he was ready for the conflict ahead. With a grin, he replied, "We're ready to whack Osama." John Burnett, NPR News, at McGuire Air Force Base.